The Treasury Salute, featuring Les Tremaine in a specially transcribed drama, The Sergeant. The Treasury Salute, The Sergeant.
Come on, honey. Time for bed.
Oh, but Daddy, you were going to tell me a story first.
Oh, I was? Well, we might have time for two or three bears.
Uh-uh, that's corny.
Little Red Riding Hood, then?
I want to hear the story about the sergeant.
Oh, but I've told you that story a dozen times already.
Please, the sergeant?
Well, all right. Come sit up on my lap.
Shall I call Mommy to hear it, too?
No, honey. This is a story she already knows very, very well. You comfy now?
Uh-huh.
Well, let's see. Once upon a time, there was a soldier.
A sergeant, Daddy?
Oh, yes, a sergeant, who found himself in a very unusual fix because, well, you see, he didn't have any legs.
Golly.
No right leg, no left leg either. Just like that poor teddy bear of yours that Woofy chewed apart, remember?
Yes.
But naturally, this sergeant, he wanted to do something about it. Well, that's natural, isn't it?
Oh, golly, yes.
So, what was the first move he made, honey?
He made himself a go-kart.
Well, that's right. You see, he wanted to go right up to heaven to find out about those missing legs of his. And, of course, he couldn't walk. So he got himself this little go-kart, and he sat in it, and by leaning over and pushing the wheels with his hands, he managed to push his way right up to the pearly gates.
Hey, up there. Anybody around?
Eh? Who's there?
It's me, sir. I'm outside the gates here.
Oh, all right. What's your name, son?
Dixon, sir. D-I-X-O-N. Sergeant Harold Dixon.
Dixon, eh? Well, now just let me look through today's passbook here. A, B, C, D. Dixon, you said? No, I don't find it. Haven't got your dates mixed, have you, son?
Well, sir, I ought to say that I'm not here on the usual kind of pass.
I see. Well, if your orders read for that place down below, we can't do a thing for you. Not a thing.
Well, you've got me all wrong, sir. I'm just here looking for... Well, you see, I lost my legs.
You what?
I lost my legs, sir. Both of them.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm sorry, son.
Well, I thought maybe up here you might... You know, be able to...
Yes, of course. Unfortunately, my boy, regular issue for human beings is just two legs. And if you lose them...
But it wasn't my fault, sir.
Well, how did it happen?
Well, it was in Germany, a place called Marendorf. Now, that's about 15 miles north of Aachen.
Aachen? Now, wait a minute. Aachen. Did this happen back last January?
Yes, sir, it did.
Well, I remember. We did have a sort of tentative pass about that time for a boy named Dixon.
Yes, sir. Sergeant Harold Dixon. And that's me. I was a medic. And you see, there was this minefield. 30 casualties out in the field. 30 men pretty badly shot up. Somebody had to get them. So
you volunteered. Yeah, I recollect. That's when we made out your tentative pass.
Well, I managed to do a pretty good job, sir. I was lucky, of course. Got most of the casualties treated and back. But then I stepped on a mine.
Oh?
Blew my leg off. My left leg.
Guess that sort of stopped you, eh?
Well, no. I managed to put a tourniquet on it, and so I could go on working. I did. I did all right, sir. I heard afterward that out of those 30 men in the minefield, only one was lost.
Yes, I know. He got here.
But then... Well, my luck changed. I stepped on another mine, and it blew my other leg off. The docs did a wonderful job on me, sir. Can't see how they pulled me through, but they did. I'm proud of them. Only...
Yes?
Only, sir, I'd like awfully much to have those legs back. You see, it's...
Sure. It's tough, all right. But my boy, rules are rules. The issue is two legs, that's all. Oh, if only you human beings would stop your fighting and brawling all over the face of the earth. Ever since Cain and Abel, it's been the same. If only I'm sorry to blow off this way to you. Wish they'd send up some of those Nazis up here. Yeah, but they always seem to go to the other place.
Yes, sir. Well, sir, I guess it all adds up to I don't get my legs back.
Yes, that's right, son.
Well, I didn't really think. I just thought I'd give it a try. I might as well be going back now. So long, sir.
Before you go, son, there's something... Well, something I wish you'd get used to.
Yes, sir.
You've lost your legs, but you've still got what's a whole lot more important. You've got yourself. You're still you. You know, the human body is something that kind of peels away from everyone anyhow. For instance, you've lost some teeth, haven't you?
Yes,
and but, lots and lots of folks lose their hair.
Yes,
well,
but...
I admit not many folks go so far as to lose a leg. Two legs, rather. And some it'll be tough. But you can get along without them if you just make up your mind to it. It seems to me you had a fellow down there once who couldn't use his legs either. And who got to be president of the United States.
Oh, yes, sir.
All right, son. You're going back to Earth now. You're going back to another battle. Back to another field that's all strewn with mines. The deadliest sort of mines. People who won't understand. People who'll sympathize too much or too little. People who'll put all kinds of pitfalls in your way. But, son, you'll show them what you can do, even without legs, won't you? You'll show them. Go along now and...
Yes?
Cheer up, Sergeant.
So he didn't get his legs, Daddy?
Well, you know perfectly well he didn't get his legs.
Golly, what did he do then?
Well, it wasn't easy at first. For one thing, he ran into some people that were awful well-meaning, but, well, awful.
Harold Dixon, the town of Hyattsville, and I may say the whole state of Maryland sympathizes with you and your family. We will never cease regretting that on foreign soil, the flower of our young manhood was so brutal.
Poor Irene, his wife, you know. Look what she's got back from the wars.
Yeah, fine boy he was. Fine, upstanding lad. Saw him hit many a two-bagger when he was in high school here. But look at him now. Look what they left of him.
Oh, you poor boy. You poor, poor boy.
Look, lady, is that all your own hair?
I beg your pardon?
Well, anyway, you've lost some teeth, haven't you?
Well, oh.
So I've lost two legs. So what?
I bet that made her feel silly, didn't it, Daddy?
Well, I don't know. I suppose it was a very ill-tempered way to receive her sympathy. But those poor, poor boy people are kind of hard to take sometimes.
I guess so. But please, aren't you going to tell me how he finally found his legs?
Well, as I say, this Sergeant Dixon went back down to Earth. All the way back on his squeaky little go-karts. He went back to a place called Walter Reed Hospital.
We'll have to operate once more, Sergeant.
Three times and out, huh, Doc?
No, three times and walk, you mean. Once we make sure of proper balance and muscle distribution, why, we'll fit you out with a pair of legs and...
Sure. I'll be walking before I know it.
Well, that's right.
Well, I'm here to say it isn't as simple as being handed them by the Angel of the Gates.
What's that?
Now, skip it, Doc. I'm ready whenever you are.
One, too.
Making out all right with those weights, Sarge?
Well, I'm working up a good sweat.
Good boy. Once you get your leg muscles really strengthened, will you...
Yeah, I know. I'll be walking before I know it.
One, two, one, two, one.
Swing weight forward, balance, swing forward. I can't do it. I can't.
Having trouble, son?
What? Who said that?
It's me, Angel of the Gates. Just thought I'd drop down and pay you a visit. Well, now, aren't you human beings getting resourceful? I told you you couldn't have legs, but there you've got them. Two of them. Mighty fine-looking legs.
Yes, sir. Only I can't seem to get the hang of them, sir.
Why, I guess it takes practice. Now, look, son, just try those legs out once more, will you? Now, here, I'll steady you so as to get you started. All right, son?
All right, I'll try it again.
Now.
Swing weight forward.
That's right.
Balance.
That's right.
Swing forward.
That's it.
Now, well, they're really working. I can walk again. I can walk.
Gee, golly, Daddy, that's a wonderful story.
I think it's a pretty good story, too.
And it's all true, isn't it, Daddy?
Yep. Every word of it. Only, maybe your mother ought to get some of the credit, along with the Angel of the Gates. The important thing was that somebody had real faith in the sergeant, and knew he could walk again, and knew he could be a whole man again. And that's what counts. Faith instead of pity. Well, now, honey, I'm going to walk you right into bed. Oh, Mrs. Dixon. Miss Dixon, come help me tuck our daughter in.
All of us have plans for the future. Perhaps we dream of someday owning our own home. Perhaps we have children and we want to be certain that they get a college education. Some of us look forward and hope that maybe someday we'll have enough to retire on. Well, there's one sure way of making these dreams come true. That's by buying United States savings bonds regularly and holding on to them till maturity. United States savings bonds are sold at all banks and post offices and at many other issuing agencies. But the best way to buy them is through the payroll savings plan. You tell your own company how much of your pay you want deducted. They apply that to the purchase of United States savings bonds for you. There's no better way to save money. So, buy and hold United States savings bonds. And where you can, buy them through payroll savings. The United States Treasury thanks Les Tremain, Barry Thompson, and the other distinguished artists who appeared on this specially transcribed program. The Treasury Salute was written by Bogart Carlaw and directed by Mark Goodson. The music was under the direction of Mark Warnow. This is Albert Groby speaking. Remember, buy United States savings bonds and hold them. They are an investment in the future, your country's future, and your future.